We're live. This is the making of the show, The Great Expectations of Princess Portuce, by the Academic Genius Brothers, our radio series in 14 episodes. It's time to be fun, fair, and square. Episode 4, The Mini Plan of the Show. Wednesday, Jessie's home, 2 p.m. That's it, the start of the show takes shape. Jessie unfolds the conductive wire 450 meters over the 1.2 kilometers planned. Paul has an idea for the Iccolo song. Woz has a series of fake songs for the cultural program. It's not enough. Jessie keeps the pressure on. They must move forward. Finally, Woz is tired. Paul pretends to be. Jessie attacks with a ton of super speed throwing words. It's finished. Bye-bye. See you next time. Ha ha ha. Guys, let's get started right away. Okay, update. I almost finished the poster. I just have to change the blue color of the title, The Great Expectations of Princess Portuce, to orange.
Well seen. Orange will be better. It's the color of which city already?
I'll send it to you by email. All right, now, about the plan of the show. For now, we have one. Welcome public. Impro Jessie. Two minutes before the show?
Jess, I never understood anything about what you said, but I suppose it is
in
super...
addition, I'll speak super fast. I know, in the two, generic.
It will be good if we could agree, guys, because it's always, we always crash at the chorus.
It's true, we always screw up.
Fun, fair, and square. It's in this order. It's time to be fun, fair, and square.
Wow, yeah, okay, so, but the tempo was too slow the last time. It's my fault, huh, guys. I have to speed up.
Okay, we will repeat it at the end if we have time.
Three, Princess Portuce. After that, I don't know. We have to decide.
Paul, you don't have a song?
I have the music, but I haven't kind of finished the lyrics.
What's it about?
Tells the story of a bird, a cow, and a dog who are sad because they love an isolated old tree which will be cut down to make way for the construction of a sawmill. In the end, the children will try and save the tree by proposing instead to make an urban microforest for all the animals and them.
Wow, Paul, c'est super. You have already written the chorus?
No, I told you. I just have the story.
Excellent. Let's put it in scene 4.
I propose that after you song, we can do a sketch that react to your words.
Okay, good idea.
Well, Jess, what we can do, at the end of the song, I come to see you, crying and singing, never, never, never we will cut you, always, always, always we will love you. Well, very simple, and you know me. And you try to reassure me, but I did not believe you.
Okay, yes. And Paul comes, explains the happy end, then, in turn, we cry, and we reassure each other.
Okay, let's call this sketch The Revolutionary and Historic Victory of a Bird, a Cow, and a Dog, and a Band of Young Citizen Fighters to Save an Old Tree from the Expansionist Peril of an Archaic Urbanization.
Ah, well, it's no? Good. Well, ouais, c'est bon.
Guys, so what do I write down?
I don't know, but maybe why not? I cry, you cry, we cry, and they laugh.
Okay, good. Scene 5. Any ideas?
Normally we need action now, a physical sketch, after we've had the news and the cultural program.
Bon, okay, Jess. Can you, if you please, write in scene 5, actions?
Okay.
We will look for an idea later. Scene 6, news and 3 interviews of Froggy the Frenchy. I propose that, no? And scene 7, cultural program.
Okay, got it.
We could do a retrospective of cultural events that the public missed.
Wow, it's fall well because I have 3-4 stupid stuff.
Hey, I can do a wacky Australian.
Yeah, super, Jess. Yes, I like it. Why not a cultural summary of the pavilion?
Okay, good. I can sing a cappella, mix an Irish, Scottish, and English song.
Paul and I will be presenters as usual, I suppose. So what have we got?
Me, I have an ultra short song, in all maximum 3-4 minutes, a fake Italian opera, a fake Russian punk, of course, a fake romantic Japanese song, a fake German crooner, and some jazzy stuff in true Frenchy. About the jazzy stuff, we can do it together, no? The lyrics are not complicated. We have variation on two words. Moi, je.
We don't have to play it all. What order should we put them in?
For my idea, it was to, maybe we can to do Italy, Russian, UK, Germany, Australia, France.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
well, I delete the fake Japanese. Hein?
Okay.
Jess, You don't have a short stupido scientific conference of the silence of mosquito to add?
Yeah, I do, but I'm afraid it'll make too much noise.
Okay, well then you could do delirium on the pollination of flowers in Antarctica.
Yeah, yeah, good idea. Or about the misdeed of kangaroo by the development of the 5G in the Australia.
Okay, listen, sorry. There are no kangaroos in Australia.
Ah bon?
Oh, yeah. Only big rabbits.
Oh.
By the way, let's keep this for another show. Now we're going to do the sports review.
I've completely forgotten.
No, let's postpone sport.
Bon, thanks you, Paul. Because... Guys, I'm tired, but tired. That is what I like about Ching Chun Chung. We do everything slowly, without effort. We do not do violence to your body. You do all with an inner peace, able to put a stone to sleep.
Me too. I'm tired. But tired, it's curious.
Very curious. Strange, bizarre, outlandish, offbeat, astounding, singular, new flange, uncanny, weird, idiosyncratic, perplexing, oddball, far out, singular, astonishing, in a word, remarkable.
Remarkable, is quick to say. Huh?
We are not available anymore.
My friends, I understand you. I figure out. I deduce. I grasp. I get the picture. I get the point. It is time to go to sketch number 8, called When to Shut Up.
Immediately, if you authorize me.
I think we should stop. It's 4:35. We still have to do scenes 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12.
Scene 5 also. Action.
Well, see you Saturday, completely exhausted.
The end. This concludes our 4th radio episode. The mini plan of the show. The making of the Genius Brothers. Show accelerates without precipitation. Be fair and be square. See you for the 5th episode next week. When to Shut Up, signed AGBS. This is the work of a Frenchman. Any resemblance to actual English grammar, Shakespearean or otherwise, is purely coincidental. The Anglo-Saxon actors in this production take no responsibility for the structure of their dialogue or word choice.
Excellent. Excellent. Good.